whatever my calling, it is great when I do it. This is the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Church of God Unlimited, School of the Master, Far Valley Ranch, Worldwide Healing Ministry, Global Seminars, University of Healing Press, Absolute Monastery, Just Magazine, Order of Absolute, the White Brotherhood Chapter here in Campbell, the Worldwide God Unlimited Practitioners, the God Unlimited International Ministerial Council, and the churches affiliated with God Unlimited here in Campbell, California. Now that's a mouthful, isn't it, huh? How about that? Well, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, who is sort of sitting in the chair offering suggestions on how these things can work here in Campbell, California, with the Absolute Philosopher, talking about, well, you'd like to know the topic again, probably forgot it, huh? Yeah. Whatever my calling, it is great when I do it. How many of you live your life from a point of view that you just day by day and take what comes?
Yeah.
And when you live your life day by day and take what comes, you live in you live in a mistake. You live in perhaps the most unhappy situation you could ever have. And the reason it's unhappy and the reason it's a mistake is because you have not put the cause in motion to have whatever you want to have. Now, what would you like to have every moment of your life? Would you like to live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? Would you like to live in the now? Would you like to live happy and fulfilled? Would you like to live surrounded by beautiful beings that you have created? Would you like to live with wonderful abundance that allows you to live in the manner that you'd like to become accustomed to if you're not already accustomed to it? Would you like that? Well, then let's put the cause in motion. That's what it's all about. It's all about putting the cause in motion. It's all about whatever my calling, it is great when I do it. Now, what's our hang-up? Our hang-up is we don't know what our calling is. We don't know what our calling is. I say, are you God? Yeah, I'm God. Are you wonderful? Yeah, I'm wonderful. Are you whole and perfect now? Yeah, I'm whole and perfect now. Do you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? Yes, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Are you rich now? Yes, I'm rich. Are you surrounded by beautiful people? Yes, I'm surrounded by beautiful people. And I say, don't you get tired of doing all those things? You see, when you live in your perfect now and say, all is in divine order, then you live in the now. And as we say here, whatever my calling, it is great when I do it. When I live in the now, when I live with all is in divine order, everything is taken care of. I could not think of acting unkind to another person. I could not think of not having harmonious relationships. I could not think of being sick. Where would it come from? I could not think of being poor. Where would it come from? It comes from my thought when I have it. Because if I don't think about it and I don't empower it, it does not come into being. Mm-hmm. Now, what is it that I want to do? What is it that I want to be? Well, I want to be all these things. Nonsense. You want to be yourself and have fun. When you go to Hawaii, that sounds like a nice place to go to, isn't it? Mm-hmm. When you go to Hawaii and you're on these beautiful beaches and the warm water rolling in, it's just so pleasant. You know, it's not hot. It's just a pleasant, the chill is off of it. It's just real nice. And you sort of float in the surf and everything is beautiful. And while you're doing this, you're just thinking nothing but happy. Now, what's the big deal? The Hawaiians do that all the time. That is, the Hawaiians who haven't gotten wind of manipulating their world. The Hawaiians who are happy people just live off the land and live very contentedly and very peacefully, and they have for years and years and years on the Hawaiian Islands before the white man, so to speak, came along, or before civilization as we know it came along and messed them up. Said, you guys got to put on clothes. It's hot here, you know. We don't have clothes. Well, you got to wear a shirt and tie. Oh, come on now. You know, if we would just mind our own business, we'd live very happily. The San Diego East County Chamber of Commerce is supporting a bill in the California legislature, which does two things. One, it allows for the 40-hour work week and a four-day work week. You work 10 hours a day, or you can work less if you wish, but you work 10 hours a day, and then you only work 4 days. Or you can work less if that suits your needs. And listen to this. You can eat when you want to. You can have your meal when you want to. You don't have to have it at a prescribed time. You don't have to have it at noon, from noon to one, you know. You can have it from noon to two. Or you can have it from, say, 9:30 until 12:30, you know, or whatever pleases you. But you put in your work hours during the day. Now, I think that that's really quite an interesting proposal. Because how would you run a store if the clerk is not there from 9 to 5, or the clerks, whoever you set it up? You'd have to set up some sort of a schedule. And if you're out to lunch from 9:30 to 10:30, you know, what are the people going to do? And if you're working a four-day work week, who's going to be the staff that's going to work that fifth day that's just hanging out there? You see, our world is not predicated on a four-day work week. Our world's predicated on a five-day, maybe six-day work week with Sunday off, you know. And some people have Saturday off, too. All these things are great. Now, the state under our dear friend Schwarzenegger is approving this new project, and the chambers of commerce are approving it, because what happens is that the employees can take a secret ballot and determine what they want to do, and then they present it to the employer, and so the employer has to go along with it. Now, that's really quite fascinating, isn't it? That's the way to run a business. That's just the way to run a business. And so at the Chamber of Commerce office, the staff wants to go out here and wants to go out there, and some of the people are taking lunch now and some people are taking lunch later. And so the janitor is always there because he wants to put in more time. And you know another thing that they've come up with? They've come up with no more overtime. Your 40 hours are spent during the week, wherever they're spent, if they're spent in a 12-hour day or 10-hour day or whatever it is, and there's no overtime, which is reasonable too. But nonetheless, it seems like they're making for a big mess. Now, somebody else did that same thing, and that was Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln wanted to free the slaves. He wanted the slaves to have freedom, which is a perfectly fine thing. But it upset the entire economy of the South, because they're predicated on having free labor do their cotton picking and their hand work in the fields. And so Abraham Lincoln came along and wanted to completely change over when they're going out to lunch and when they're going out to supper and how many hours they could work. You understand? Same thing. Now, what happens when we do this? When we do this, yes, it's true, the slaves were freed, and they should have been. And the nation made a turnaround, and when the people wouldn't buy ice anymore, they had refrigerators, then the icemen went around selling refrigerators. And so it's a matter of switch and twist and turn. Now, will benefits come out of this, having the work week in such a chaotic organization for companies that have to work from 8 to 5, you know? How could you work with an industry and a business that does this? How could you get production out? You would have to have a whole program so marvelously designed to cover all the ramifications of who's on first, you know, and who's on second. And, oh, I thought this was your day off, you know. Or I thought, no, my day was normally today, but I'm working today because I want to take off tomorrow because my husband and I are going to go to the park, you know. And, well, I haven't got the work set up for you for today because I thought you were coming tomorrow. I went on your schedule. Well, I can arrange it any way I like. It says so according to the state legislature. So whatever my calling, it is great when I do it. What is it that we really want? Do we want to have a world of confusion? Do you think Abraham Lincoln could have freed the slaves without the confusion? What would have happened? And what did happen? The price of cotton went up to cover the cost of the labor. You see? Mm-hmm. And this is how it always happens. If you want a cost of living bonus, then you can be sure the cost of living is going to go up for everybody, and the cost of the products is going to go up too. So when we begin to realize that we don't get something for nothing, in the short run and the long run, we always pay for it, then we begin to think to ourselves, whatever my calling, it is great when I do it. Now, what is my calling? Now you say, well, my calling is to be God. My calling is to be divine. My calling is to be spiritually illumined. My calling is, well, what has that got to do with anything else? If your calling is to do those things, then what do you say? All is
in divine order.
Do I have to worry about who is on first base and when my employees are having their breakfast, lunch, dinner, or supper? Do I have to be concerned about what days off and what days on they have? Those things work out in such a beautiful pattern when you say everything is in divine order. I painted a picture of total confusion, and it would be total confusion based on what the world is doing now. But the moment the world stops and looks at itself and says, all's in divine order, that's what happens. All's in divine order. Snap of the finger. All's in divine order. But it will not be in divine order if we are irascible, and 1 minute we think one thing, and the next minute we think another. If 1 minute we think, oh, I hurt, the next minute we say, I'm whole and perfect. If 1 minute we say, I'm rich, I'm independently wealthy, and the next minute we say, how do we pay the bills, you know? And another minute we say, all of my friends are beautiful and fantastic and glorious, and the next minute we start bitching and picking them apart. Yeah. You see, the only students that we have belonging to the University of Healing are ideal students, are those who live in their ideal spirit, mind, and body. They're super people. They're fabulous people. Now, they may stumble a little bit, and of course, that's us in our vision of them stumbling. But they may stumble a little bit, but it's up to us to always see them absolutely perfect. Because if we don't see them absolutely perfect, we're not absolutely perfect. And we want to be that way. Mm-hmm. So, whatever we see is what we are. And what do you see? Do you see everything in divine order? Do you see everything beautiful? Do you see that what you're saying here is, whatever my calling, it is great when I do it? Now, if your calling is to be a bookkeeper, it's great when you're a bookkeeper. Now, do you think that as a bookkeeper, what you previously had been doing in 40 weeks, you can now, 40 weeks, in 40 hours, that you can now do in 4 days at 10 hours a day? Now, you see, if you can do it in less than that, take 2 hours off each day, and what do you got? 8 hours a day. If you can do it in 8 hours a day, then what happens? Your salary goes up. You get paid a higher price because you're putting in less time. Now, just think about it. If you're getting $10 an hour, which is silly, if you're getting $10 an hour, and so that's $80 for 8 hours, right?
Right.
And that's $100 for 10 hours, right?
Yeah.
So that's $20 that is there. Now, if you can do in 8 hours what you normally do, which it would certainly take you 10, then you're worth having the $20 added to your salary, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, instead of making $80, you're making $100 in 8 hours, which puts you up to what?
Eight times.
What?
Ten.
Yeah, you get $15 an hour, approximately. That's not true. But anyhow, whatever it figures out to. I'm not interested in the mathematics. You can do that yourself. But no, listen. You get, if you do the work, you get paid for it.
Yeah.
And if you come to my office and I ask you to edit the magazine, and you edit the magazine, and it takes you 80 hours to edit the magazine, and then you build a skill, and you build a good skill. I'm paying you $10 an hour at 80 hours, you know, to do the magazine. So now you're doing it in 40 hours.
Mm-hmm. So, you're
huh?
Because you're skilled now.
Yeah. So now you're getting $20 an hour. And you say, wow, I'm getting $20 an hour. Yeah, but you're working less hours too. So you're still getting exactly the same amount of money for the same amount of work. You do the work in a shorter time. But you see, wouldn't it be fun to have that free time? That time that you had normally worked, you're now free to go down to the gym. You're free to go canoeing or skating or dancing or prancing or whatever you want to do. You see, whatever my calling, it is great when I do it, and I give it my very best, and I'm wonderful on it. And I'm always paid commensurate with my skill, and my skill is commensurate with my ability, and my ability is commensurate with my attitude. And isn't that a wonderful thing to do? Just think about it. Just think about it. If we were to do whatever we are really able to do, we would have the most exciting, fulfilling life in the universe. And you see, this four-day work week is very common in Europe, too. And in Europe, they have to keep the people on longer because the store's got to stay open and somebody's got to manage. So these people take two jobs. One job in the morning, one job in the afternoon. And so they're putting in maybe 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day or something like that, and feeding it over the period of time, and then it's like having two salaries. Hmm. So, you know, there's always a way to handle these things. When you say all is in divine order, then believe that. And then watch it happen, because that's what it's all about. Whatever my calling, it's great when I do it with all of my heart, all of my soul, and all of my being. And are you divine?
Yes.
Then let all be in divine order. Have a wonderful evening, and know that I love you, 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 I love you.